We're up to Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 3, Mishnah 1 of Maseches Nazir. So after the completion of the Tumrat Naziris, we know that the Nazir shaves his head and brings three karbanos. The Mishnah teaches on which day this whole ritual has to be done. Misha Maharini Nazir, someone says, I'm a Nazir, without saying how long the Nazir should be. So he does a full 30 days. Megaleach Yom Shloshim Yachad. And so what does he do? He shaves his head and does this whole concluding ritual thing on the 31st day. So meaning he has to count the 30 full days before completing his term of Naziris. Megaleach Yom Shloshim Yatsa. But if he shaved his head on the 30th day, he has also fulfilled his obligation, because observing the Naziris for even part of the 30th day is, this is what we call Miktsas Yom Kekulo. It's a little part of the day counts as the whole day. And so it's as if he observed the whole day, and so therefore he has a kosher Naziris. Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom, but someone says, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days, so he specifies specifically that his Nazir should last for 30 full days. Im Gilach Liyom Shloshim Lo Yatzah, if he shaves on the 30th day, he has not fulfilled the obligation, because saying that the Nazir should last for 30 days is the same as saying it should last 30 full days, and so therefore the 30th day has to be over in order for his Naziris term to really be complete, and that is Mishnah Aleph. Now on to Mishnah B. So since we taught when a Nazir shaves his hair after completing one term, the Mishnah teaches that when he shaves, if he observes two consecutive terms, exactly when that happens. So Misha Nazir Shtei Nazir, someone says that they vow to be a Nazir for two terms, without saying how long each one should last, so he does 30 days for each term. And after which, he shaves his hair and he brings the karbanos, and then counts another 30 days after the first term, and then he again will do this whole process. So what day does he shave for each one? Right? So in other words, again, just to clarify, the way it works is that you have to do the concluding process both times. So do you do 30 days and then 31? The 31st day you do the karbanos, and then you start 32 for the next term, and so on and so forth? Or is it something a little bit different? So says the Mishnah, Megaleach es harishonim yom shloshim ve'echad. He shaves for the 31st day, on the 31st day for the first term. So he has 30 full days, and then the ritual. Ves hashniyah yom shishim ve'echad. And immediately he begins his second term on that 31st day, and shaves again for the conclusion of the second term on the 61st day. Very simple. And if he shaves for the conclusion of the first term of the Naziris, not on the 31st day, but on the 30th day, which is also okay, so he shaves for the conclusion of the second term on the 60th day, which is the 31st day of that second term. And if he shaves for the second term on the 59th day, which is only the 30th day of the second term, he has also fulfilled his obligation. He's all good to go. And this halacha was a testimony that was given by Rabbi Papias to the rabbis, Amish and Nazir Shtei Naziros, regarding someone who vowed to observe two terms of Naziros without saying how long each term should last. She'im gilachas harishona shloshim. That if he shaves for the conclusion of the first term on the 30th day, megalechas hashniya yom shishim. So he shaves for the conclusion for the second one on the 60th day, v'mgilach liyom shishim chaser echad yatsa. But if he shaved on the 59th day, which is the 30th day, it's also okay. Sheyom shloshim ole lo min haminyan. The reason for this is that the 30th day counts basically twice for him in the number of days that he has to observe. So, meaning it counts both as the last day of the first term and the first day of the second term. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel. But for now, have a wonderful day.